Hey folks, how's it going? This is Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Papa X-Ray. My name is James, and I am your net control station for this week's Trans-Canada Net. This net is hosted on the Canada Hub, and we meet here weekly to discuss a variety of topics. And I am really tired, so it'll be a quick net, folks. I haven't slept in 48 hours, so just to let you know, I'm a little tired, and it'll be a really, really quick net break. So the Canada Net is brought to you by the Canada Hub, and the Canada Hub is a wholly owned subsidiary of the North Fraser Amateur Radio Club out of British Columbia, Canada. And you can find further information on thecanadahub.ca, as well as VE7NovemberFoxRomeo.com. Break. This is a direct net, and all traffic should go through the net control station, and your net control this week is myself, Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Papa X-Ray. And for those interested, you may follow us along using the NetLogger application. This is a Windows-based app, but if you have it running, you can choose the TransCanada Net, and you can follow along. And this way you can see everybody who's checked in, and when it's your time to check in. Stand by. If you are new to this net, let me tell you how we run it. So, it's TransCanada, which means Canada is foremost the grunt of the net, but we start off by asking our net controls managers, Scott, VE7SL, and VE7November Zulu, for any net bulletins, news, and anything that they're throwing up in the sky. You know, these guys, they do some really weird things, man. They put balloons up there with APRS stuff and whisper stuff. It's really kind of cool. So, Scott and Adrian, stand by. I'm going to call you in first. And followed by that, we will take check-ins outside of North America. And then we will follow Ottawa Eastern through West and, Canada, east through west, and then we'll do Canada North, and North is pretty much always available anytime. Just chime in, and we'll take your calls in. Stand by. This is Victor Alpha 3, Julie Papoxray, James, and I'm very tired, so if I'm mincing words, please forgive me. I've been up a number of hours dealing with family issues and stuff like that, so here I am and committed to the net. So, let's get started. Scott, VA7SL, or Adrian, VE7November Zulu, do we have any net bulletins? Come on in.
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for hanging in there. If you're tired, all good. V7November Zulu here on the West Coast, where we had a rare lightning storm yesterday and was unplugging antennas and so on. Funny enough, I was just chatting with my neighbor the day before saying, you know, we hardly ever get lightning here. You know, he mentioned he had a lightning strike 25 years ago, and that's about right, but there you go. Happened yesterday. Lots of fun. Okay, that's the weather out of the way. Well, today is an auspicious day. It is New Year's Eve, in a way. It's the eve of our anniversary of the Canada Hub. The Canada Hub was officially launched on May 19th, 2020, during COVID. It was a COVID-related project where we had a little extra time, and Scott, me, and a few guys had these ideas, and we started building a network. And here we are, 5 years later. The anniversary is tomorrow. So So break open the champagne tonight, folks. So we went from having, I think we launched it, we had our local repeaters connected and bits and pieces. We had about five nodes, something like that, five or six nodes connected. As I look right now on the dashboard here on my app here, we've got 193 nodes connected on AllStar, plus IRLP, plus DMR, plus Echolink, and a whole bunch of subtended nodes off some of the big networks like the UK guys and so on. So probably something like 250, maybe more nodes connected right now. So thanks for everybody that keeps coming along. And I always encourage everybody to use the network. Like a lot of things in ham radio, we've got so many things we can do these days that it tends to spread the activity around a lot. But, you know, put your call sign out. When somebody else puts their call sign out, say hello. Just start a conversation. And maybe if you're having a conversation, take a break every so often and see if anybody else wants to join in. Because quite often when you do that, suddenly you end up with a really friendly round table. And I watched a TED Talk this morning that says if you engage socially, you live longer. It has a bigger effect on longevity than quitting smoking and quitting drinking. So keep smoking and drinking as long as you're sociable. Maybe I didn't quite get the message. Anyway, there you go. So a big event for us, the anniversary of the Canada Hub. Happy anniversary, everybody. It's our fifth year. And you can read a little bit more about the history and all things about the network at thecanadahub.ca. So I encourage everybody to check that out. And you can check the dashboard, see who's connected, and all sorts of other fun stuff. That's it. Back to net. I'll be monitoring on and off for the next little bit. And we'll see everybody along the logbook. V7 November Zulu.
VA7SO.
Okay, Adrian, thanks for that. And Scott's with us, VA7SL. Scott, come on in.
Good morning from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm currently staying in False Creek. I'm actually on Granville Island, staying where I have a beautiful view of False Creek and downtown Vancouver. I'm here for the weekend. And yes, a happy Cinco Aniversario to the network. It's been a lot of fun. I don't think that NZ and I ever realized when we started what we were what this was going to become. It's become quite a thing. And it's been so much fun. It's been actually fun in a lot of ways. It's been fun connecting with all a bunch of like-minded hams. It's been actually fun to reconnect with NZ. NZ and I have known each other since we were kids, and but you know how it is. You get older and you have families and stuff. You sort of do different things, but then we've reconnected over this over the last few years and doing lots of fun stuff. Balloons. Yeah, we're hoping to do so much more here in the next few weeks. We're just waiting on a very, very tricky technical thing with respect to the video sending a break for some. Anyway, that's it. I'll leave it at that for now. And thanks to all. Thanks to Nanette, Jason. And we will, you're not Jason. I'm having a mind blank. Michael. Thanks for doing Nanette. And
James.
I will be back to relaxing. VA7SO.
All right, Frank. Thanks for joining us this week. Right, Scott. Yeah, no problem. It's James, Juliet, Alpha Mike, Alpha Sierra, VA3, Juliet, Papa X-ray. I probably don't sound normal because I am really tired. Oh, it's been a wicked few hours here, and I've got more than enough awake time than I do sleep. So, anyway, thanks, Scott. Thanks for joining us this week. And Adrian as well. So, hey, guess what? Clap, clap. Let's open it up. Outside of North America. Quick ins and outs. I don't care. You don't have to answer any questions. Just tell me you're there. This is VA3 JPX Net Control.
Victor Echo 4, November, Quebec. Victor Echo 4, November, Quebec.
Victor Echo 5, Uniform Oscar. Victor Echo 5, Uniform Oscar.
Victor Echo 3, Oscar Whiskey Tango. Victor Echo 3, Oscar Whiskey Tango.
Victor Echo 3, Romeo Whiskey Juliet. I thought he said outside of North America.
Alpha Sierra.
Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa.
2 Echo 0, Whiskey Sierra Juliet. 2 Echo 0, Whiskey Sierra Juliet. Do you know?
Okay, all right, let's hold it there. I had a toilet flush on the last one. So, hang on. Victor Echo 4, November, Quebec. Wayne, gotcha. Dave, got you. VE5UO. Victor Echo 3, Oscar Whiskey Tango. Jeff, got you. Chris, VE3RMJ. Emil. Of course we got Emil. I mean, Emil's always there. And there's a toilet flush. And literally, that's what it sounded like. It was a toilet flush sound. So, anyway, we got a toilet flush. There we go. Okay, so let's go with first. Victor Echo 4, November, Quebec. Wayne, or Nelson, or Ross, or whatever your name is. I know. I have you on board already. We've talked before. VE4N2, come on in. Quick in and out, by the way.
Just a quick in and out, November, Quebec, 4 November, Quebec. Yeah, good morning to all, and quick check-in, got a run.
VE6, Japan, Mexico, Bravo. VE6, Juliet, Mike, Bravo.
Okay, VE4N2, thanks for the quick check-in. We are only checking in quick in and outs, okay? There's nobody has to answer anything. It is what it is. So these are quick in and outs. We got VE4NQ, thank you. VE5UO, we got you. Victor Echo 3, Oscar Whiskey Tango, we got you. Jeff, thank you. Chris? Victor Echo 3, Romeo Mike Juliet at one of our net control stations. Emil, always on board, VE3 Echo Papa. And I had a toilet flush. When I say toilet flush, I mean it's a network collision, which sounds like, okay, so. We're at the bottom of the list. Do we have any other check-ins, quick in and outs, who do not wish to answer the question?
Victor Echo 6, Japan, Mexico, Bravo, VE6, JMB.
Victor Echo 6, Mike, Lima, Delta. Victor Echo 6, Mike, Lima, Delta. In and out.
November 5,
oh, six, Charlie, Juliet, Mike.
Juliet, M5, JOJ, Bill, Northeast Oklahoma, in and out.
Okay, stop.
Kilo 6, Victor Papa. Kilo 6, Victor Papa.
Okay, so let's pause right there. After Emil, I have Victor Echo 6, Juliet Mike Bravo. Juliet Mike Bravo. Is that correct?
Roger, Roger. Jim from Alberta. Thank you. In and out.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. We got you. I also have Victor Echo 6, Mike Lima Delta. Is that correct?
That's a Roger. In and out. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for joining us this week. Next up, November 5, Juliet Lima Juliet. Is that correct? November 5, Juliet Lima Juliet. Is that correct? Okay, November 5, Juliet Lima Juliet, if that's you, you are noise and buzzing, okay? We'll try and call you in again quickly after the bottom of the list. There's another station, what do we have here? Victor Echo 3 Charlie, and then it was all distorted. Victor Echo 3 station? Okay, we have interference on board. Net control for the network guys, if you can drop that, please. Okay, next up we have Kilo 5 Victor Papa. Did I get that call sign correct? Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Papa X 3, net control.
No, you did not. It is Kilo 6 Victor Papa, K6 VP, Dan in San Jose, California, in and out.
All right, got you this time. Okay, thank you. you know, when we have all these nodes connected, we have doubles, obviously, and it's time, you know, well, we take time to try and acknowledge everybody, but it's difficult sometimes. Thank you for joining us this week. Okay, we're at the bottom of the quick check-ins list. If you want to be in and out, please call now phonetically, twice, and slowly. This is VA3, Juliet Papa X-ray, net control.
2 Echo 0, Whiskey Sierra Juliet. 2 Echo 0, Whiskey Sierra Juliet.
November 5, Juliet Papa. JOJ, Bill, Northeast Oklahoma, in and out.
Victor Echo 3, Victor Romeo X-ray, Dave in Toronto.
Hello, UK. Here's POY 4, VT, Papa Yankee 4, Victor Tingo, calling, looking for Mike 0, ALA. Hello, Andy. Are you there?
Okay, folks, just so you know, we are in the middle of a net right now, and the last station, we heard you. The entire net heard you. So just to let you know, we're in the middle of the Trans-Canada net. So let me just pause for a second, and I'll run through the last three check-ins that I've acknowledged. 2 Echo 0, Whiskey Sierra Juliet, J, I got you. Ugh. Hang on a second, guys. I have J, 2 Echo 0, Whiskey Sierra Juliet. I have November 5, Juliet Oscar Juliet. Did I get that call sign correct, the November 5 station?
Yes, you did, and that's Bill in Northeast Oklahoma, N5JOJ.
All right, Bill, thank you for checking in. We got you this time. You're in the log. I have a Victor Echo 3, Victor Romeo X-ray. Is that correct?
Yeah, hi, Dave in Toronto. Just a note, my garage is at the back of the house here. Kind of windy today. But happy to listen to your net. Fine job. Carry on. Thank you very much. Dave in Toronto, VE3VRX.
All right, Dave. Thanks for joining us this week. Nice to have you on board. There's been a few collisions and stuff here happening, but we got you on board, and thank you for joining us this week as a quick check-in. Okay, so are you guys ready? Question of the week, because it's coming up right now. Guess what? When you go to a ham fest, okay, do you go to buy something, or do you go to just kind of like hang out and say, hey, bro, what's going on? Let's share a coffee or something like that, or a brew or whatever. So that's today's question of the week. Do you socialize at ham fests? Or do you just kind of like, you know, get in as quick as you can, get the best deal. Hopefully you'll spend like $1 million on like the door prize tickets. And Hopefully you walk out with a Baofeng UV5R. Okay, that is the question of the week. So now we're going to open up everywhere outside of North America, folks. Outside of North America. We will come to Eastern Canada momentarily. Outside of North America, who wants to answer the question, please come now. This is Victor Alpha 3, Julia Papa X-ray, net control.
2 Echo 0, Kilo Victor Charlie. 2 Echo 0, Kilo Victor Charlie.
Alpha Delta 9, Bravo Uniform. Alpha 9, Bravo
Uniform. Okay, stand by. I got Thomas, Kilo Echo 2, Kilo Victor Charlie. Thomas, different call sign this time? I don't know. Thomas, what do you say when you go to a ham fest? Do you like to hang out and go, hey, bro, what's going on, man? You got any good deals under the table? Oh, over to you.
2 Echo 0, Kilo Victor Charlie. Yeah, my call sign is 2 Echo 0, Kilo Victor Charlie. Yeah, recently passing March, so I've got a different got two call signs now. Well, when I first started, yeah, I did go to one in Newark. And yeah, we sort of did get a power supply and a few bits and bobs that we needed because we didn't have anything. We didn't have a chip raid or anything, we just had a handheld. But now that we've sort of got an antenna analyzer, and we've got a power supply, I don't think there's anything in particular we need to get at the moment. Although it was good that last time we went to the Newark one, I did manage to see a few people that I might have only spoken to before on the radio but not actually seen, so that was quite good. Back over to net control from 2 Echo 0, Kilo Victor Charlie.
All right, well, thanks for joining us this week, and interesting answer. I really don't do ham fests. You know, I don't do flea markets or anything else like that, because if I buy something, I want a warranty. And we all know, even if you've been friends with a ham, there's no warranty, you know, and if something is broken, all of a sudden, you guys are arguing and nobody's friends anymore. So I don't do that. I buy 99% of my stuff is on, like, from reputable dealers online. I don't buy from locals because I don't want to ruin the possibility of having chats with these people. So, anyway, thank you for joining us this week. Next up, Alpha Delta 9. This is where I'm running short here on this one. Alpha Delta 9, I didn't catch the suffix of your call. You want to try again? VA3, Juliet Papa X-ray, net control.
Alpha Delta 9, Bravo Uniform. I'll go answer real fast if you want me to. I do a little both. I'm actually coming back from Amvention. I just hung out and did a little spying on the new items and did a little what we do. Back in intro, Alpha Delta 9, Bravo Uniform.
Okay, all right. I think I got the call sign wrong. Your audio, well, maybe it's not your audio, but your signal is in and out of your hotspot and or repeater. I got Alpha Delta 9 Bravo Uniform. That's what I got. Is that correct?
I'm actually mobile on the road, so that could be the issue.
Okay, we got you. Alpha Delta 9 and Bravo Uniform, thanks for joining us this week. And for all who is listening, this is the Trans-Canada Net, and my name is James, and my call sign is Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Papa X-ray. I am your net control station for this week. We are at the bottom of the list. We are now going to open it up to Canada. So Eastern provinces, so Ontario, Quebec, and the Maritimes. Ontario, Quebec, and the Maritimes. Please call now with your call sign twice, phonetically and slowly, so I can get you in the log. This is VA3, Juliet, Papa X-ray, net control.
Victor Echo 3, Kilo Delta Charlie. Victor Echo 3, Kilo Delta Charlie. Name is Omar, time sensitive, mobile. And just in and out.
Victor Echo 3, Golf Victor Golf. Repeat, Victor Echo 3, Golf Victor Golf, Belleville.
Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor. Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor. Ernest, St. Andrews, West Ontario.
Victor Echo 2, Alpha Bravo India. Victor Echo 2, Alpha Bravo India. Chris, St. Gabriel, Quebec.
Victor Echo 1, Echo Whiskey. Victor Echo 1, Echo Whiskey. John in Nova Scotia.
Okay, all right. You guys are awesome. Such a great flow here on the Canada Hub and the Trans-Canada Net. All right, here we go. Omar, VE3KDC, I'll come up to you first. Stand by. Victor Echo 3, Gulf, Victor Gulf. Always a mainstay here on the net. Nice to have you on board. I'll come to you second. And my brother from another mother, Victor 3, Echo Whiskey, Victor Ernest. Yeah, man. You're number three, man. Victor Echo 2. Ernest is laughing. Victor Echo 2, Alpha Bravo India, you're up on number 4. And John, Victor Echo 1, Echo Whiskey, you're up on number 5. Okay, Omar, VE3, Kilo Delta Charlie. Omar, what do you do at the Hempfest? Do you hang out and socialize and drink coffee, or do you go in there and hope to win the door prize? What do you say there, Omar? VE3KDC from VA3, Julia Papax, right at control. Come on in.
Good afternoon, VE3 Julia Papax, X-ray, net control, VE3KDC mobile. And mostly I just go to see what's new, socialize with hams that I've known throughout the years, and really just reconnect and relax. It's just a day out. Sorry, I am driving, so bear with me while I deal with some people that don't steer around the parking. That's pretty much my thoughts. And unfortunately, I am running some errands, so I'm going to have to be in and out their net control. So we'll say a quick 7-3 to everybody on net. Unfortunately, I will not be available for if you're going to call in round. Back to net control from VE3KDC.
Yeah, hey, no problem, Omar. Thanks for joining us this week. I appreciate it. I'll be honest with you. You know, I've been to Hempfest a few times, and I've bought stuff from people that I know, and they sold me shite. So it's like, you know what? I think I'll keep my money. And I'll buy it with a warranty. How do you think about that? Anyway, thanks, Omar. Thanks for joining us this week. Next up, VE3 GVG, the mainstay of the net here every week. Doesn't matter what net control station is on board. VE3 GVG is on board. Come on in.
Yeah, good morning, good afternoon, good morning to everyone on net. This is VE3 Golf, Victor Golf. Name is Cam, Canada, America, Mexico, short for Cameron, and the location is Belleville, Ontario. And I am an original, The only V3 GVG. So, anyway, flea markets. I love to go anytime I can get them or someone to drive me there. And I do the multi-purpose thing. Yes, I like to go for the door prize if they're ever, you know, if they come up. Second thing, I like to see what's new and or. And yes, I will buy used. I've done that many times. Sometimes with great luck, occasionally I've bought the odd lemon, which is recently. But anyway, it has come up. But it doesn't sour any. I don't have it souring any friendships or anything. No, I've, you know, I take it the way it goes. And yes, I'll look for the door prize. I'll look for. But I also do a lot of socializing too, so I kind of do a little bit of everything at the net, at the flea markets, I should say. So there you go, VA3JPX. This is VE3GVG. Back to net control.
Well, thanks for joining us this week. You know, and you know, don't get me wrong when I say that I just go to get a good deal and stuff. I actually don't want a good deal. And I've noticed that some of the major, ham radio sales companies, at least in Canada, they don't go to many of the ham fests. I mean, Radio Worlds, I mean, I think they went maybe twice in the last 3 years or something, you know. And it has to be a good one. And here in the Ottawa area, the Ottawa Amateur Radio Club is the one that has, I think, the biggest hamfest ever. I mean, every year it's always great. And they have Radio World, and they used to have some of the other vendors like Alcal out of the Quebec area and stuff. But nowadays, I mean, I don't even think that Radio World shows up anymore. But then again, I haven't been to a ham fest in a long time. But my buddy Ernest, our other net control station, we have a pile of them here, but Ernest, you're up next. Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor, he shows Hamfest, and you know what? People ask him for his autograph. Over to you, Ernest.
VA3JPX in the group. Victor Alpha 3, Echo Whiskey Victor returning. So, new ham, just want to put that right out the front door there, new ham. So I haven't been to a lot of Hamfest. I think I've been to four. Listening to the question, I'm just going to put it in the order of importance. If you don't have no food at your Hamfest, I'm not coming. So let's just start right there. So my first Hamfest was at Iroquois, and I bought a bowl of chili and a hamburger and loved it. I just sat there and watched people. The second one I went to, I think, was Carp, and I bought food. And then the third one I went to was Smith Falls, and I bought food. And then the fourth one was our, because now Seaway Valley Amateur Radio Club and Prescott Russell now has a ham fest. We had a very successful first one. We're planning a second one. The first one, we didn't have food. They wanted to know if I wanted to be a part of the planning. I'm like, well, let me just get something straight right now. If there's no food, I'm not even coming. So I go for the food, number one. I think when I go into my next one, I might look for something. And now I'm recognizing some faces and stuff like that from people out here on the radio. So it's more like a family reunion to me. So anyway, back over to you, VA3JPX, and I hope to hear from you again.
All right, Ernest. Yeah, and I do have to apologize to Ernest because, I'll put this out here now really quick. So Ernest has a weekly net. It's Friday nights. At 8 p.m., and I haven't been taking part in that net. for a few months now. And reason being, and I'll keep it quick, is a brother of mine had passed away, and I had to be a part of the estate and stuff. But all of that's settled now. So, Ernest, careful, I'm coming back. So, anyway, Ernest has a great net, and I think, you know, at the end of the net, Ernest, I'm going to call you back in, if you don't mind, and ask you to share your net information, if you don't mind, to everybody here on the Canada Hub, because I think it's a great net, and unique, it's a little different, and it's wonderful, okay? So, anyway, let me break here, and then we'll bring in the next call. Chris, Victor Echo 2, Alpha Bravo India. Chris, come on in. You're up next. This is VA3, Julie Papa, X-ray net control.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Chris here from St. Gabriel in Quebec, Canada. I do about everything here. I walk around and talk to everybody. We haven't got no food, but we got coffee. So it's not cut off. So that's it. We look around and do about everything. So thank you very much. Have a good afternoon. V2ABI.
All right, Chris. Thanks for joining us this week. And it's a pleasure to have you on board. We're here every Sunday, as far as I know. I know some nets, they take summer breaks, but I don't know if the Trans-Canada Net does. Maybe our net control station, Scott, at the A7FL, Sierra Lima, can correct me on that one. All right, Chris, thank you for joining us this week. Next up, John, Victor Echo 1. Sorry about that. Victor Echo 1, Echo Whiskey. John, come on in.
Yeah, hi, James, and everybody else on the net. Well, it's an interesting day here in Annapolis Royal, Nova Scotia. It's a little cloudy. No rain, though, and the weather is nice. The bugs are out, and the ticks are bad this year. Anyway, that's all beside the point. To answer the question, I haven't been to a ham fest for many, many years. I used to go quite often, and as with some of the other guys there, when I used to go, it was primarily to maybe buy something cheap and participate, looking for that diamond in the rough, but you never really find it, and to socialize and kind of find out what's going on, that too. That's probably the main reason, though. Back to you. Everybody have a great day, afternoon, morning, depending on the time zone, or overnight for our friends in Europe. 73. VA3JPX in the net, VE1EW.
Okay, John, just to let you know, your audio is fantastic. I don't know what you're doing there, but share the knowledge because it sounds fantastic. Okay, so we're at 1:43 p.m. Eastern Time. This is normally when we open it up to the United States, so I need to really hurry up here. So I'm going to say, anyone, anywhere, right now, be careful. call slowly, phonetically, twice, and then I'll get you in a lock. This is VA3JPX, anyone, anywhere.
Here Echo 6, danger zone, Delta Zulu, Gary, B6BZ.
Victor Oscar 1, uniform, Kilo Zulu, good afternoon.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot, VE7, Whiskey Foxtrot.
Victor Echo 4, Sierra November India, Victor Echo 4, Sierra November India.
Victor Echo 7, Juliet Bravo, Victor Echo Alpha 7, Juliet Bravo, sorry, it's Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Bravo in Surrey, BC. Is in and out, please. Thank you for checking in. 7312.
Deck control, Kilo 6, Papa, Key Lima, K6, Big Hill.
All
Victor Echo 4, Delta Bravo Zulu. Victor Echo 4, Delta Bravo Zulu, quick chicken out. In and out, please. Thank you.
Okay, stop, stop, stop. Okay. Gary, one of our regulars, VE60Z, I got you. Stand by. Victor Oscar 1, Kilo Zulu.
Well, we lost you there. Did you call Victor Oscar 1, Uniform Kilo Zulu, copy?
Station, stand by. Victor Alpha 3, Juliet, did I get that call correct? Okay, I did not. Victor Oscar 1, station, go again.
Yeah, it's Victor Oscar 1, Uniform Kilo Zulu. Victor Oscar 1, Uniform Kilo Zulu, copy?
We got you. Victor Oscar 1, Uniform Kilo Zulu. Okay, stand by. We'll come to you in number 2, okay? Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Sierra. Do we have that one correct? Okay, maybe not. We'll call that one in. Kilo 6, Kilo Lima. Do I have that one correct?
You don't. It's Kilo 6, Papa, Key Lima. Kilo 6, Papa, Key Lima.
All right, Bob, we got you in there. Victor Echo 4, Delta Bravo Zulu. Do I have that one correct?
That is correct. From Winnipeg. Quick in and out.
Right, Dave, we got you in and out. Thanks for joining us this week. I appreciate it, okay? Danger Zone Gary, the man with the plan. The guy in VE6 land. Gary, you're up next. What do you do, Gary? If I'm going to go to a ham fest, am I going to see Gary out there? Over to you.
VE6DZ. Well, you probably could, because where else are you going to get all the MMJ products since they've been discontinued? Anyway, you know, there are some ham fests, like the Dayton Ham Fest. That's where they introduce the new radios and stuff, all the ICOM and Kenwood, the new ICOMs and the new Kenwoods and the new Yaesus. I see there's a bunch of them out and stuff. But, of course, because of our trouble with the border and all that, I don't go to those much anymore. Lots of great antennas you can find at Hamfest on the used market. And I'm not afraid of my soldering iron, so if there might be a little bit of something there that I can pick up and actually repair using the advanced license instead of just being an appliance operator, why not? If it's a good deal, sure. And you may get to meet some people that you you don't normally find on the at your local coffee shop, people you talk to. So, you know, there's lots of good reasons. I know there's lots of 2-meter beams and stuff you can get for good deals from the used market. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's either your niche or it's not. But I don't close my my mind to anything other than the Oilers winning the Stanley Cup this year. We're looking pretty good so far. Too bad for Winnipeg. They kind of lost out. 73-1 and all. Check out the QRZ page and have yourself a great day.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for joining us this week. And I've noticed that I lost the NetLogger. I don't know what's going on here with this NetLogger application. I lost everything. So, anyway. Okay, good thing I write everything down. Thanks, Gary. VO1 UKZ, or Zulu, depending on which side of the border you're on. Dawn, come on in.
Yeah, QSL, this is Daryl. Delta Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee, Lima, Lima, down here in St. John's, Newfoundland. And call is Victor Oscar 1, Uniform Kilo Zulu. Well, it's interesting what that last station said about not having an advance makes you just an appliance operator. This is the first time I've heard that one. I've managed a large network myself for like almost the last 10 years or so. To do drop-in radio network. Granted, we've got other people that do a lot of other tasks as well. But I also run a repeater here. Granted, it is sponsored by someone with an advanced license, but I do all the repairs, the upkeep, all that kind of stuff on it there with just a basic license. And there's a lot more you can do than being an appliance operator with a basic license. And can't do much soldering. I'm severely visually impaired, but when it comes to running servers and cross-linking and setting up various modes and things like that, lots of stuff you can do with an advanced or without an advanced. Sorry. Other than that, not much going on. I don't go to any ham fests, unfortunately, out here in Newfoundland. You know, it's quite the swim just to get to the mainland. And then, of course, getting down into the States, mostly where the big ones are. So I haven't been to any, unfortunately. But maybe one of these years, who knows, maybe after the next 4 years. Other than that, not really much going on this weekend, just taking it easy. Invite everybody that's interested in what Do Drop In does or who we are, check out our website at dodropin.info. And lots of info over there. Other than that, just want to jump in this afternoon, say hello, and wish everybody a great weekend. This is VO1 UKZ from down here on the Rock, 7-3.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. I have checked into Do Drop In a few times, and I don't know what happened, but it seems like there was some sort of a mishap, and my ham shack hotline wouldn't connect or something. You know, I'd like to listen and chime in once in a while. And sometimes I used to, well, a couple of years ago, check in and stuff via Echolink. So anyway, nice network, a lot of great folks, you know, trials, tribulations, things happen. We all know the drill. Thanks for joining us this week. And up next, holy smokes, Rick. VE7 Whiskey Fox, you're up next. Come on in.
Very good. Good morning from the West Coast. VE7 Whiskey Fox. Yeah, well, let's see here. A few things. There's not many ham fests around this area. There's a lot of swap meets. We got a lot of swap meets. And I go to most of them because I go for the socializing. I buy the prize tickets, but mainly not with the intent of winning, because I rarely do, but as a donation to the club that's sponsoring it. So that's why I'm there to support them. And but yeah, you know, I don't need that much. So what I look for when I go to a swap meet is small stuff, connectors. There's I don't know how these people get the stuff, but brand new stuff that people get their hands on. For example, Larson 5/8 with antennas, complete antennas, $5. You know, it could be $80 if I try to buy it new. And there's very little that can go wrong with them, except maybe get bent or something. But anyways, that's what I picked up recently, is a couple of 5/8 whips and some connectors and stuff like that. And that's what I think swap meet really good for, is the little things. Yeah, I think it's 9/10 social, and I do enjoy getting there. I've been to Dayton a number of times. In fact, Dayton's right now. It's this one. And every ham needs to go there once, because it's incredible.
Other than that, back to that V7 Whiskey Fox.
Yeah, I hear you, Rick. I hear you. I'm a little different on that one. I don't do social. There's nobody for me to see or meet. I mean, I'd meet Ernest, you know, because he's like a brother from the mother type thing. Right? But, you know, he and I have a great history together, even though, albeit 3 years, but other than that, I mean, I just don't hang out. Like, I don't care to go and visit Hamfest and pay, you know, like $5, $7, $10 to get in there just to do a meet and greet. I don't do that, you know. It's like, really? So, anyway, thanks for joining us this week. And join us next week, if you don't mind, Rick. Okay, James, Victor Echo 4, Sierra November, India. James, you're in. Oops, sorry. James, Victor Echo 4, Sierra November, India. James, tag, you're in. Victor Echo 4, Sierra November, India. James, come on in. You're it. Okay, nothing heard. We'll try to call you in momentarily. Next up, Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Sierra. Come on in. Okay, we'll try again. Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Sierra. All right, Kilo 6, Papa Kilo Lima, you're up next. Come on in.